You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. At a time when politics and the debates surrounding them can get heated and contentious, a local event is looking to bring some decorum back to how we talk about policy. The Sacramento Urban Debate League is holding SUDL Speaks, a public debate event. It's happening Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Cerna Center in Sacramento. Debate students will take the stage with local public officials to tackle the pressing issues of our day. Here to tell us more about the event and the Sacramento Urban Debate League itself is Treasurer Kevin Woodruff and one of the student debaters, high school senior Sophia Yee. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Big fan of the show. Really excited to be here.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for listening. Well, Kevin, I wanted to start with you. Before we get to the big event tomorrow, let's just start with the Sacramento Urban Debate League. It's been around for a little over a decade. Why did it get started?
Debate and public speaking are great activities for high school students. I did it when I was in high school many years ago. And my daughter did too when she went through high school. So after she graduated, I wanted to sort of keep the activity going. And there's a shortage of resources in a lot of schools. You know, when I was young, it used to be there was an English or a speech teacher on every campus because there was a speech requirement. And that went away, so did a lot of the speech teachers. So now we don't have quite the well of debate coaches available. You know, in high school, there was a debate class. Now it's an after-school activity. So the resources have been draining, you know, haven't been there. And what the Sacramento Urban Debate League is doing, it's part of a associated with a national organization of urban debate leagues. And in many cities around the country, they try to provide debate programming and coaching services to high schools that meet certain school lunch criteria. So we try to hire coaches, recruit teams, and establish programs and maintain programs at high schools in the Sacramento area.
Were you part of a debate team when you were in high school?
Oh yeah, yes.
What did you love about it?
I liked the research and the analytic part and the talking with folks, and you know, I like the competing, and it's a great community to be in, both the team members from my high school and the greater community, you know, because you meet a lot of interesting folks from other high schools as well.
Mm. And you mentioned your daughter also was on the debate team too. And then, of course, there's been changes, you know, at the K-12 level when it comes to speech and right. There's not always debate on campuses. What do you think is lost when you don't have debate at the high school level?
Well, in general, it's kind of like one less alternative for, you know, high school kids. I mean, you know, high school, like I say, you know, what education's compulsory only till age 16, you know, and I say sort of high school is kind of our last chance to sort of grab kids and engage them. And I've seen some, certainly not true for most debaters, but there's some kids that are rescued by debate where it gives them some sort of sense of direction and structure and the ability to be good at something. So it's just a loss of another extracurricular activity that's can be really, really good for students.
The skills that you gained when you were in high school on the debate team, did that follow you? Did you take it with you as you went off to college and just your adult life?
Yes, in my adult life. I thought about debating in college very, very briefly. But you know, in my career I worked as a consultant and a researcher and expert witness, you know, so I'm used to doing research and making sure my footnotes are in order and checking other people's footnotes too. So there was a lot of the skills I started in high school debate that transferred to my career.
All right, Sophia, that brings me to you. You're a high school senior. What drew you to debate?
Yeah, I originally started with speech actually before I started debate. And originally, I was very scared of the activity. It was very intimidating just because of the competitions and just it's very rigorous. There's a lot of time commitment. But I was drawn to it because I realized that I never really had the opportunity to really practice my public speaking. And when I did it, there was just this rush of adrenaline that was just so fun. And of course, having my team members and getting to have, I guess, the shared stress all on each other, it's just a lot of fun to be prepping together and just to really get to learn so much in depth about policy and current events.
Yeah, what goes into all of the preparation? Because when you're, you know, on the stage or just live in the moment and you have to respond and argue your point.
Yeah, so in policy debate, I would say a lot of the preparation goes before the round. I think one of our coaches used to tell us, like, the winning rounds is actually you have to really prep everything out. So before a debate tournament, basically there's a lot of preparation for scouting who's going to be there, but there's also a lot of preparation in terms of coming up with the arguments, cutting so much evidence. It's a lot of research articles and basically finding ways to really spin your argument the way you want it to.
I also think it's probably interesting hearing how other people argue maybe against your position and might even like widen your perspective on an issue.
Absolutely. I would say that debate really forces you to think on your feet. You never know really what side you're going to get, especially when you get to elimination rounds. It's a coin toss. And so you really have to be prepared for both sides, and you have to know both sides of an argument really well. And I think that's definitely something that you might not get so much from school, but debate definitely forces you to look at things from multiple perspectives, and that's a really great skill too.
Do you think this experience, obviously with Kevin, you're going to take it with you like once you graduate from high school?
Absolutely. Debate taught me a lot about myself in that not just that I enjoy public speaking, but I have the capability to really do anything I put my mind to. And I think that's something, that sort of self-initiative is something that will always stay with me for the rest of my life. But also just the ability to speak to people and to connect with others is something that I think you can learn. Like, no matter where you are, that's something that you need to have.
Do you have like a past issue that is one of your favorites that you look back on and you're really proud of arguing for or against?
Well, I was actually last year the topic was about intellectual property rights, and I thought that was a really fun topic for policy debate. Actually, the topic is year long, so we don't get to debate too many different like policy issues, but within those broader topics, we find a lot of like different plans and different current events. But last year, we were debating about like diagnostic health kits, I believe it was, and just how we need to have policies that really promote these like test kits. And I thought that was really fun because IP law was something I'd never learned about before, but suddenly it was like, every day, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, not only you, I think a lot of adults too don't know a lot about intellectual property law. So Sophia is just like one of probably hundreds, even like thousands of students who have come through the Sacramento Urban Debate League. I mean, who are the students that you serve?
Oh.
Like who's eligible to be part of this?
Well, anybody who's out of high school that qualifies is eligible to come out and debate. There's really no limitations. You might say the makeup of the students that come through changes every year. You know, sometimes you get folks with whose families have more resources and some not. You know, there's, you know, different genders, different colors of folks. There's a whole, it's a pretty diverse activity.
How many students do you think are involved at any given time?
Well, Sacramento Urban Debate League, this year we're at four schools and have like over 50 students that have participated. That's about how many we serve. You know, the schools, it's not always the same roster of schools, but, you know, like I said, this year is four schools and 50 students. We've had maybe a couple dozen more students in some years, but that's a fairly steady kind of service.
Yeah, I love hearing from Sophia that, you know, what I get from that is it like also builds confidence, you know, and mm-hmm. when you walk through the world and when you want to learn about topics or connect with people or public speaking, which is like, I think, a top fear for so many people, let alone like arguing your point in front of like all of these eyeballs staring at you. You know, in the time that the Urban Debate League has been around, it's been about 12 years now.
Right.
What are some of those like big successes that you get to witness as you see like more students coming through this organization?
Well, you know, I'm the treasurer. I don't involve myself with programming. But, you know, for example, this year we've had you know, students qualify for various state and national tournaments, and there's still one on Memorial Day weekend. We still have some debaters going to. I think the best thing is just watching the kids grow, seeing how they develop and learn so much from like the start of the year to the end of the year is what's really, really pretty striking. And mm-hmm. then of course, you know, if they have more years, they learn even more. But that's what's striking is how much the kids get out of it.
Yeah, Sophia, given that the tradition of debate, I mean, it goes back millennia to like ancient Greece, right, with philosophers. But why do you think it's maybe even more relevant or relevant today for your generation?
Yeah, I think debate teaches not just about the public speaking skills, but just the research that you have to do on policy issues is absolutely crucial and is very relevant to to our current situation just right now. Because a lot of people, when they see news on social media, they can often see like one side, and it's kind of an echo chamber of like receiving the news that kind of fits your algorithm and fits whatever like you already believe. But debate forces you to look at both sides of a topic and to really come to your own opinions about it and to do in-depth research. And that's something that we're kind of losing out on with a lot of social media today.
I love that. Going beyond that echo chamber, critical thinking, you know, yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Sophia Yee and Kevin Woodruff from the Sacramento Urban Debate League. They're hosting a public debate tomorrow night where students will take the stage with local public officials. Okay, Kevin, let's dive into the event tomorrow. How did this come about? Have student debaters, you know, kind of take on public officials?
We've done it a few times before. It's not an annual event, but we've done it a few times before and it's been quite successful. If I could say, you know, tomorrow, the event tomorrow is at 6 p.m. at the Cerna Center, 5735 47th Avenue.
Yes.
The topics are going to be national health insurance. There are four separate topics, four separate debates. They'll cover the topics national health insurance, nuclear energy, social media for minors, and artificial intelligence in the classroom. The public figures who are debating are Dr. Kofer, who's running for the Board of Supervisors, Katie Valenzuela, former city council member, school board member April Ibarra, and Kristen Tudor, who's chief of staff for Luke Wood at Sac State. Kristen also used to coach Sacramento State's debate team. So that's what the event's about. We've found that we get some really good really good discussion. One thing I noticed in judging debate or high school debate or in middle school debate is how much more a lot of the kids today, you know, argue better than adults or can present themselves better than a lot of adults. You know, that's what I find really striking about public debates, yep. These public debate events.
So, Sophia, you know, your colleagues, student debaters, are going to be participating tomorrow. But I guess just as like a high school student, what was your, I guess, first reaction or feeling when, you know, hearing that, you know, high school students are going to be actually debating professionals and local officials?
I thought it was really exciting. I'm not going to lie. I think my first thought was like, wow, how are we going to get people to sign up for this? Will public officials really want to, you know, be on blast in a debate? But I think I was just really excited. And especially last year, seeing the success of like that public debate event and watching all of these, I guess, speeches between public officials and students and just seeing them interact, I thought that was really exciting. And this year, I'm so excited to see also more public officials continue to put this on.
Why do you think it's important for, you know, young people like yourself and your friends to be part of these like bigger conversations when it comes to policy and leadership with people who are in positions of power?
Yeah, I think civic engagement is definitely, especially amongst youth, is something that a lot of organizations and a lot of people want to see more today. When we talk about like ballot efficacy and just being more engaged in the conversations that are really going to affect our everyday lives. And that's why I think that this debate, public debate event, is just so important to I guess, talk about these really relevant issues. Like, we're talking about AI, we're talking about health insurance. These are all issues that affect everyday people and will affect all of these students in the future. So I think it's important for them to have a voice in what their future will look like, and they get to really share these opinions in a debate.
And you're about to graduate soon. Have you thought about what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm actually hoping to maybe pursue a double major in math and English. It kind of goes back to all of what I've learned in debate about this critical reasoning and trying to look for, you know, different ways to different angles to approach an issue. And I'm hoping afterwards, you know, I can pursue a career in public service, maybe in law. And I'm really excited for that. And I know debate is going to be absolutely foundational to creating that.
You'll soon be one of those adults debating other students.
Perhaps.
The future is bright. Sophia and Kevin, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Woodruff is a treasurer of the Sacramento Urban Debate League and high school senior. Sophia Yee is one of the league's debaters. Students are going to take the stage with local public officials Wednesday at SUDL Speaks. It's a public debate event. It is happening at 6 p.m. at the Cerna Center in Sacramento. We have more details on our Insight page. Still ahead, the largest book club on the West Coast is underway, where thousands, maybe millions, are reading Star Trek icon George Takei's graphic memoir. We'll learn about the local events for One Book, One Coast. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.